What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Wild card weekend ended with a thud last night as the Rams beat up on the Vikings 27-9 in Arizona.
Not like this, Vikings. Not like this.
Sam Darnold reverted back to Sam Darnold. And that
was it his fault entirely?
Yes. Well, mostly. But here's the thing. I thought Sam Darnold was the best story in the NFL this year. I really
did. He was up there for sure.
Him being a guy that came in to the season with, he was going to be backing up a rookie and just to try to hang on and be around in the NFL. J.J. McCarthy goes down and he is inserted into that starting role and leads that team to a 14-3 record. And played outstanding football for long stretches of that year. I mean, he was really good for long stretches of the season. Most of the season, he was really damn good. It does suck that the last two games that we will remember of Sam Darnold is back to old Sam Darnold that everybody kind of thought he was as a quarterback because of how fun it was to watch him for most of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it was. You're going to remember the last two games because that was the lasting impacts because of how it wasn't just it was bad, of how bad it was. I mean, the whole seeing ghosts thing, you saw it play out, except they weren't ghosts. They were like real manifestations of people as they absolutely pummeled him over and over and over again. The Rams have 9 sacks. They have 6 different players who registered at least one whole sack. Chris Shula just dialed it up from everywhere. I mean, it was... It was basically just, it was very reminiscent of what we saw, 2 weeks ago when the Lions did the same thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have a secondary because everybody was beat up, and you saw Aaron Glenn basically push the engage 8 button over and over and over again.
Well, last night it was different, though, because Mina Kimes had this, and I was watching the game going, I mean, they're not really doing anything that much, that exotic as far as how many bodies they're bringing. They're just doing a lot of twists, stunts, pressure coming from different spots. Mina Kimes had this. The top 3 quarterbacks in quick pressure rate this weekend. So the guys who faced pressure the quickest in wild card weekend. Would you take a guess on who they were?
Go on.
Well, you're not going to guess?
No.
Oh, Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Justin Herbert, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love also makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Sam Darnold faced the quickest pressure on only 10% of his dropbacks, which was 10th of 12 quarterbacks.
Huh.
Yeah.
So is he holding the ball or guys not getting open?
Well, there was a little bit of both, right? Bo Nix, by the way, was 11th. Baker Mayfield was 12th in that. But and that's where you go, either a lot of it was on Sam Darnold, because I will often give offensive lines a ton of credit and say, look, most of the time, half of the sacks are not the offensive line's fault. It's the quarterback's fault, too. And in that game, you get sacked 9 times. Obviously, the offensive line did not have a great day. But at the same time, you look at it and you go, well, if you want to be honest about what Sam Darnold was doing as he was sitting back in the pocket, it was he got antsy. There was times where he was panicking. And then a big part of it is not identifying pre-snap where pressure would be coming from, right? Like, that's what quarterbacks get paid the big bucks for in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of people are saying Sam Darnold lost himself a lot of money.
What changed?
In the last 2 weeks?
For the last 2 weeks from... Because it wasn't like he was just game managing his way to production. Like, there were games all season long where he was good, where he won them games.
Pressure. What? I think pressure has a lot to do with it. I honestly do, because he was afforded the ability all season long to play loose and free, right?
Yeah.
And it was like...
No expectation.
You're playing with house money. And then the last 2 weeks of the season were you have home field advantage throughout the playoffs and division title on the line against Detroit, and then you have a playoff game. I thought really the tone setter from the Los Angeles Rams was the opening drive, where they go down 7 plays, 70 yards, just dice through this Vikings defense that has been really stinking good, and they basically said, it's a playoff game. We're going to put the pressure on Sam Darnold to beat us, and the Vikings went 3 and out really quickly. Then LA gets back on the field and they end up getting a field goal, and Minnesota's defense starts to settle in a little bit, but you're in a 10-0 hole and the game just started, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're 10 minutes into the game, you're down 10-0. And so at that point I was like, yeah.
Now it's getting ramped up.
Now that pressure just starts suffocating you a little bit more, a little bit more. And look, Minnesota responded with the field goal. If that Matthew Stafford flip forward that was ruled a fumble and was a scoop and score, mm-hmm. if that gets over, if that stays the scoop and score, I think that game looks a lot totally different.
Probably because the pressure kind of flips on its head.
You're at 10-10 at that point. You're at 10-10, and how much better are you feeling about it being in a 10-10 game where Sam Darnold can all of a sudden relax and breathe a little bit and say, all right, my defense bailed me out, I'm going to be okay. Well, as the game went on, the pressure got more and more, and you saw Sam Darnold just didn't perform very well, and he cost himself a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I mean, $50 million a year is out the window. I mean, that's the rule. Well, I mean, some team might talk themselves into it.
No, but I also think that wouldn't be in the best interest of Sam Darnold either, because there's got to be a level of awareness with Sam Darnold from the stops that he's been at,
mm-hmm.
and everything he's gone through, that I'm not the guy who's going to make, you know, $20 or $30 million a year. 10 to 15 a year, but be on an amazing roster, that's where you're going to succeed with Sam Darnold.
You hope he's smart enough.
Now you're looking at it and you're saying, what does it look like for Sam Darnold where the two most pressure-filled games of the season, he's unable to win?
Well, I mean... God, the number of texts I got last night. Hey, how do you like your new Raiders quarterback?
Ooh.
And I was like, they're not wrong. That's probably...
That's not going to go well.
It's an improvement over AOC, but is that the path they should go down? That's a topic for a different day. But, I mean, it makes the decision pretty simple for the Vikings, which where they're going to go.
And, I mean, this is where Sam Darnold thrived. He had one of, if not the best receiver in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He had a budding star, not superstar, in Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson. He has
Aaron Jones.
A really good running back in Aaron Jones. Like, you want to talk about weapons, he was surrounded mm-hmm. with them, right? And this was the Sam Darnold that we got. He's going to need that level of support around him to thrive in the NFL moving forward. And that was a tough way to go. But with all of those weapons that we just said, there's something that has to be said about this Rams team, because what they did
yes.
was inspired. We'll get to that after Will with SportsCenter.